당연히 아주게든 납심다 뇌샘로다 지속할게시 체헨 네자랑도 나라 나로다 세디 언들레군데 이여바치라 지나리군데 여여마스리군데 여바리 이나다 여바리테 레군데 여마레세다 제다 아니지 가사 세디기 귀다 견래되니 제와 말에 제사다 귀다 지여 말세다 니니기 제와 엄마다 치마 메리 지사다 제와 엄마의 신의 세티를 제와 림바리 세야 요 말에 세티니 아니 시치 제와 치마 제와 림리 세티네 요 말에 세치 어두시네 언쿠티 데니기 팀에 요 말에 심베 삼노티 따위 따와디다 로타 세치 안저 데네시 어주에티 고키 시라즘
And good afternoon. This morning, we concluded looking at the 10 non-virtuous actions, finishing those, the final two to do with speech, and then it looks at the three to do with the mind, covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views. And in wrong views, we saw that several illustrations were given, and it comes down to having as a basis something that exists, a view that exists, or something that exists, but believing it does not. Such as cause and effect, past and future lives. So taking something which does exist, a karmic cause and effect, or a reincarnation, and believing that it does not exist, and that is a wrong view. And if we didn't look, finish with the questions this morning, so if you have some questions, then we can start with that now.
It's not so much a question, but I suppose so when the propellingness of comings. So with all like an object such as like a car and something like that, we have lots of different parts of the car and for the car to actually move
from aboard.
Is the propelling karma a bit like that? So when it's a complete karma, it's kind of what's got a energy about it that can move its knowledge. Would that be?
So the question then is about the karmic seed that is a propelling karma. Does it have an energy about it that enables it to propel a future life or project a future life? Yeah?
Yes.
Then he picked the tone of your enemy, suffered the pepination, and he suffered chigre. He suffered the cure tumor.
Dasu yet sapu koso, tene sapun kari yena lupa yore, spati lecha tsango yeda, tene di tape lecha katse gides, tene di kiwa chema pen gire. Le chamba tule, the young trepo mingi yades, batse and go yama.
They call it tuge, they got a pembe le, say the kiwa chima, kiwa leg, nubu yore, tahon nubu yore.
So, in brief, yes. So a karmic a seed that has the, now I'll translate the same word in different ways, the potency, the potential, the capacity, so that's all the same word, to propel a rebirth, then that what leads it to happening is this natural capacity or potency for a rebirth to be propelled. So that's a propelling karmic imprint, but every karmic imprint possesses a potency, a potential, the potential to ripen into a result. but it's that which is a complete karmic cause that can propel a rebirth. So it can lead to rebirth in one of the realms, but other imprints will impact how that life plays out, not just that one imprint. So, for example, the lifespan and so forth. But all karmic imprints have this potency, this potential, this capacity to ripen into an effect.
Okay. Good.
Got it. Chepo, and then Peter afterwards.
Bach.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, God.
My question is just about when you have like this fern rebirth, and then there are a lot of karmas that are also like competing karmas of habits with them. And I'm wondering about a habit you haven't even kept dies, maybe the anger or the patience or something like that. When you die and you're creator of the karma that might create bad karma. How much, what is the quantum? You get a projecting karma for whatever type, but in states of good rebirths. What about the habits? Are they going to would those world bad habits carry on, or would it be a whole mix of good or bad?
Just make sure I've got it right. So we have our various habits, some desirable, some less so. And through this, we create further imprints through these expression of these habits. So then when death comes and we move on to our next life, those karmic imprints will travel with us. But what about those habits?
No, we have projecting karma to get it.
Yes.
But is there any, those habits that have come from past habits?
Cool.
Is there any continuity from life to life? Is there any continuity of projecting get off on the different seed ripening? Is there any continuity of the habits from the immediate past?
Okay. So let's say in this life one has a good habit of patience, then does one carry that good habit of patience to the next life? Or is that lost?
How much transfer is there from one life to the adjacent lives, or is there just a whole new mix because you finished that life?
Okay.
Dene, kato, si dun dene pengpere chikpeng dene afe kiwaisa. Yes. Dene, kane, te kate yina aso gongshi dra vira ya. Dene gongshi te giwaan du chene, na aso sabun sapa saki ya es. Sabun sapa saki ya es. Dene, yine na aso shidu, dene, Chedi pangpele zos. Dene mchewa sarpadi pangpele sosokorain pangpele yore. Ne chitsas sarpabusugire. Dene kewa di ki gongshi kewa jema yorepen. Yamana kewa sarpa dan gongshi sarpa dramidra anamdu yoki yeda. Dene chedi na zoka zoba yapo yedo.
Dine, nima diwa cheba na diwa la kawu ya thang tene ane jik gyawa che de ba kamshi na dewa gyawa kamshi de kawu ya de di ungu resi de chingu da se di chesa ne mi ni de ba da bi de bu ju de ni wo se chesa penji le khron me ni ma gyawa len ba zam de da tene ha dik de se ba da zhen ju da tene ge dang de ge we cha wa kha de ju na tene khron ge gyawa de ya je bu de kha kha kha lo ming ro wa
딘다진어도
안에 지금 전주 제반 전주 호랑이 규정이 되고 이리 와.
Verse 2. In a little while we'll come onto the various different types of ripening results, of the different types of ripening results. So a propelling karmic imprint leads solely to the next rebirth. So that is the fully ripened result of a propelling karmic imprint. But a wide variety of karmic imprints ripen at that time as well as throughout the life. So one type of ripening effect is the fully ripened result. Another is the environmental result, so the kind of environment one is in. Then the third is that of the causally concordant result, which has its own two divisions. So karmic seeds can ripen in different ways, as a fully ripened result, as an environmental result, and a causally concordant result. So the causally concordant one is what you are referring to. So if in this life one has developed a particular habit, one will have created a lot of karmic seeds independent on that habit, whether it's patience or anger, whatever it may be, virtuous or non-virtuous imprints, but an abundance would have been created. But then to come to the question, though, about the context, in the context of habit. So if one has a habit, let's say, of patience in this life, that one would have created a lot of karmic seeds, virtuous karmic seeds through habit, of patience through this this strong habitual tendency. So one is likely, well, in fact one will, then have a similar, maybe you could say personality, a tendency for patience because of this this habitual tendency. So this will be experienced as the causally concordant result. So one will continue with that habit, whether it's virtuous or non-virtuous. So maybe we could say one's personality type may well be reflected in the next rebirth if that rebirth is suitable to the expression of that personality type. So maybe I'm expressing it like that, the translator. Maybe that's then a little clearer. And this is the case with all habitual tendencies that one has. So if one develops a habitual tendency to joyous perseverance, perhaps brought it into this life and continue to develop it our next life, one will have a tendency to be virtuous, to be drawn to virtue, to want to engage in virtue, and to take joy about doing virtuous things. So in this way, we can see a habitual tendency traveling through from a previous life to the current life, being built on and continuing into the next rebirth.
In a Peter.
Peter.
Yeah. My question goes to ample intent, the completion. So it says the completion consists in the resolve to be alike. So you're going to do something about the thought. Sometimes I'll be scared or I'm in training, I'll stop being waked up, and I'll sort of bending myself against an attack. And the kicking and blocking of hitting to stop a curse to do you one myself or others. If I do that, then I catch myself, then I've thought and do it better up or something like that. But if I have that thought, does that usually proceed on any print? It's not from thinking to still proceed the wing.
So in terms of the completion of harmful intent, I'm hearing two parts. One about a dream, that you wake up afterwards and you're recalling the dream. So did I
dream or awake?
Dream or awake, okay. So did I complete karmic imprint if all the parts were there? And if some of the parts were missing, then would I have accrued karma, just not complete karma?
Specifically, I have not made a resolve to hit.
Okay.
Do I still have an imprint?
Yeah.
It's either a pure karma.
Okay. And both a waking and sleeping state.
Nelson kolega ve beni tatlı tatlı söyledi. Böyle tatlı kumada ne biliyorsun ki? Bak ben Nelson. Beni bak Dapsen, mesela bak Nelson. Beni yedim, dan etmişim sen ve bakın tanıda. Beni hadi leçen matsam var kubna. Tatım ne sakin yapı? Bir kub sakin yapı. Bir çiçe. Beni tatlı meda.
İyi.
Eddie,
cheers.
Listen, you're there. Then, oh, dear, oh, me, do. Then, it cut you. Then, he talked to your mother. Then, he talked to my somewhat. Then, he told him,
Yeah,
Eki, tiki ve di son. So, le dam, le gilam yena.
Ani da di tiki le şey oda, le gilam yena minne.
Le, lins, lak.
Oh, teni le yin la orda. Kasa, le mare lare de yegi tati, mare napsim nesim sena le çago mare. Napsim da nesim kuron le rebese mare eşi. Napsim kebege le ci sa yor besini yor eşi oda. Napsum ki bi leji sa yor besin roor yes.
Bege çıdı.
Napsum ki o de leji sa yor yomarsın le yor yomarsın le çi yumur yes. Napsum koron le jebe marsın di mare so.
Çapkodosum. Tineko bredon dai dedam mepa. Eko.
Tenilem zenilem kuve ne galı. Nilem mevazi ni sevine o ki şur va ne. Tigale da.
Çıp.
Karike.
Also they suck massack.
I didn't do what I think as you let me know that the thing as you say, and also then shall I know what you was in person, not any other you say without tissue, but then you let me tissue about that. And the Chazan said, Chitan, and you say, never be there on the Samu Kora, she would actually could only dig in Joaji and some day, and you say, never tissue or what. Then you could be never so, then you let me know what the leg, Jay, and we
Gavasa,
So, Peter, to answer your question then, firstly, let's take whether one is dreaming or not, and in relation to answer this question, can one accrue virtue and non-virtue in one's dreams? So take it more broadly than harmful intent. Yes, one can accrue either or both virtue and non-virtue in one's dreams. there are certain non-virtues that one would not accumulate. So one may have a dream of killing someone, but that doesn't mean you accrue the karma of killing because no one has died. But you will have accumulated non-virtue because the mind is afflicted. So one can accrue virtue and non-virtue in one's dreams. The presentation here is those specifically on the waking state, but that's to answer your broader question. Then in terms of the non-virtues of body and speech, with body and speech, there, if any of the four components are missing, so you mentioned completion, so if any of them are missing, then one accumulates non-virtuous karma, but it's not a complete karmic imprint. So it can't do two things. Can't propel a rebirth, but it can ripen. But when it ripens, it won't be as strong as if it were a complete karmic imprint. Okay. Then with the as we are about to come to this next part, in the next part, we will answer your question more directly. So if harmful intent, or any of the mental non-virtues, are they karma or not? Whether they're done completely or not, harmful the mental non-virtues themselves are not karma. There's not intention. There are karmic paths. So this is what we're about to come to. Is karma accumulated? So let's talk about harmful intent. If a harmful intent is the whole act is done, is karma accumulated? Yes. Is harmful intent itself karma? No. It's a karmic path only. Whereas with the seven of body and speech, these, when they're done completely, are both karma and karmic paths. But the mental ones are not karma. The act of the harmful intent, a wrong view or covetousness, they themselves are not karma, but they are karmic paths, but karma is accumulated. And that's the remaining section that we all come to.
First.
Okay. Cameras?
The quick question. You might be talking about this afterwards, the Minaja. This is from last night's teachings. Geller was talking about if regret occurs before the completion of action, then there will not be full cut tight. When we do purification practice, we practice with regret. So assuming we've had a complete coming in the past, and then we practice in regret in purification, does that mean that the coming is only complete at that point?
Okay, good question. So can you remind me just what the context was last night? Which of the non-virtues, or was it said about all of them? I don't remember.
Oh, I think I'm not sure.
Then it's okay. It's okay. So last night it was said that if before the act is completed, regret comes, then the act will not be complete. I seem to recall this was the case even if you had instructed someone and they went on to do that, but you yourself will not complete, accrue the complete karmic action because the completion is not there because genuine regret arose. So what about then, now the question, what about then with purification, where after the act is done, then one regrets and purifies? Yeah?
Is no longer a karmic path.
Is it no longer a karmic path? Okay, good, thank you.
Then in the Dango, so Tostok, Matrup Konga,
Yes.
那做看，那如一直是的。宁波都比离，伊拉庙么离，伊拉离，山地南山做呢，八千五，甚至都八千五，小个嘞。但你嘛离，俺这里什么叫说，就比离，可么离，可是稍微呢，离地方，落几个宁波那，到几个落到到你们还是个年三万的，地离可能偏近个离，是南山更近个多住个嘞。
我把车的那么些一点的下，但女不的，没你见女不那么些的就越些了。现在的宁波读书过的，像俺对，说说给宁波读书，宁波刚才就女不去呢，你一旦女不穷书当过了哇，你这干什么就来，车上没有水，都要用过了哇的。嗯。可上边的可能我从这边去，上坡高速，你来去哪里待，上坡上去的。
那一来一浪，这他来些的啊，就先不说了哇，先不说吧，先说吧，别说就不来去啥吧，来去真的偏些一来，但是偏些的计划起码也来啥吧呢？偏些先不说吧，这来的嘛，可能刚才就来女不我多，女不去把下，来可能干如果女不下，女不的，女不那么些太多了哇。
来来去了。
那他的来的浪，那那起码来或女不做啥了哇，的女不少，但把下女不来去学，他的。
When one creates a performs a karmic action, let's say, it's the same word, but anyway, karmic action. Whether it's. So when one performs a karmic deed, whether it's a complete or incomplete karmic deed, whether it's a karmic path or just the karma, the mental fact of intention, once that's done, the imprint is placed on one's continuum. So at that point, there's no need to talk about karmic path or karmic or karma. The imprint is placed on the continuum. When one then generates regrets and purifies, one focuses, hope is to weaken or eradicate that imprint. So that's what one tries to get rid of. Can be likened to if you're walking in the dust, you, with each step, you leave a footprint, but you keep walking. So one continues with one's day with all these imprints on one's continuum. The continuum itself, consciousness, continues to change, like the person walking continues to walk, but the imprints, the karmic imprints, they have this potency that can ripen into a result. And that is what we are looking to eradicate. And that is called the karmic seed or the imprint. So then through the four opponent powers, or some of the opponent powers, however one purifies, the stronger those four opponent powers are applied, the greater the impact on that karmic seed or imprint. In other words, the more it will be reduced. So maybe its strength will be reduced a little, or quite a bit, or a lot, depending on the quality of the purification. So in the talk, because a lot of this was the correction of the language, one is talking then about after the act is done, of whatever kind it was, full or complete, karmic path, karmic imprint, just karma, one then just talks about the imprints on the mind or the seed on the continuum. And that is what one is wanting to eradicate through the purification. And to the extent that the purification is done with the various factors and done well, to that extent, the imprint is weakened. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's a sub-outline in the Tibetan. We don't have it here in the English. So this is now comes to a brief presentation on karma and karmic paths. So we continue from where we concluded this morning, the middle page, 130. So we've looked there, we've concluded with the completion of our wrong views, and that was that first sentence. Now we come to the subsection. Among these ten, the intentions in the mind are actions, but not paths of action. Among these ten, so the ten non-virtues that have just been presented, the intentions in the mind are actions, but not paths of action. Just as says the translator, whenever in this section, in this chapter, you see the word action, that's the English translation of the word karma. So you can, because it may be clearer. Among these ten, the intentions in the mind are karma, but not paths of karma. It continues. The seven actions of our body and speech are actions or karma, and they are also paths of action since they are the basis of carrying out the intention. So the seven actions of body, so that's the three of body and the four of speech, those seven, they are karma and paths of karma, since they are basis of carrying out the intentions.
Kulungwa teta tsundengi semchu sembachiyo dida, tsisu shibili esa di chagwani.
La beka.
The seven actions of body and speech are actions, but they're also paths of actions, since they are the basis of carrying out the intention. So let's talk about them being actions or karma. So let's take what we started with this morning, that of harsh speech. So there is the intention to engage in harsh speech. So this may just be a moment that it arises, the wish to speak harshly. And then one speaks harshly. So there are these two components that could well be just a brief moment. Perhaps anger arises and you then speak harshly. So there is the motivation to speak harshly. And then when these words are being uttered, that is called the motivation of time, and that then is the karma. It's whilst one is engaging in the activity. And there will be the same with a physical activity. You have the motivation to do it, and you have the intention, the mental factor of intention, whilst you are doing it, and that is the karma.
And legilam na le niga yis romalis
at tante de chipo father edi at ink at the double yards did
chiza le yidi legilam na le niga re la rod chinga gi na gi shida lu ki sum shi ji legilam ya re le ya re sen
at kurgi yana mina at mina dodon legilam a bit
So with, again staying with verbal and physical non-virtues, when the karma is created, so too is the karmic path. And this is the case whether the four components are complete or not. If the four components are complete, then it's a complete karma, it's a complete karmic path. If the four components are not complete, then it's an incomplete karma, an incomplete karmic path. Concludes, the three of covetousness and so on are parts of action but not actions. So covetousness, harmful intent, wrong views are karmic paths but not karma.
Yeah, Dine nüsim de liye de besin liye mariyes de liyes liye mariyes. Dine liye lam riyes karsın ne nafsim çeydi yu kulon ki samanın nüsim çeydi sen beyda. Ne kasore nafsim çeydi sen beyda kulon ki de çubu şiyin sa sema çubu şiyin sa de liye lam riyes.
Dine sticker fit amakko de gana?
In nafsim çe o sembe kulon ki samlo tane nafsim çeydi yoruwa. Jesus nafsim di che kunlong ge sembo jubu shi re ka je kunlong nafsim che go sembo kunlong che che nafsim che chung go wa jesus nafsim di le ge la le ge sembo jubu shi re sa sembo ju se yu re so da jesus shi yu yu se le ge lam la chu le ge lam ne re es in a le ma re es ko le ba ga nyom mo re la nyom mo in a le ma re la go ra
kit pare ka je kora nyom mo
Oh, dia kata, oh, dia nafsu nyusum lada sum di nyomor es. Dia kata leh mal es orang.
Gos. Zept.
The three mental non-virtues and so on. The three mental non-virtues are karmic paths, but not actions. So here, then, it comes down to something like this. So if it asks, is, say, wrong view, is wrong view itself karma? And then the answer would be no. And the same with harmful intent and covetousness. But it is a karmic path, perhaps a complete or an incomplete karmic path. And the reason for this is these three are afflictions. And afflictions are not karma. Afflictions, or to express it differently, are not intention. The mental factor of intention is karma. But intention, the mental factor intention, is not an affliction. So that is the reason why these three mental non-virtues are karmic paths but not karma, because they are afflictions.
Sheva Karine Druk Nyum Dungware, Susim Namche number Sheva Susim Se Chikche, Di Hole Towa Dushi Samba Yila Cheva Jabasid, Tingaj Kundwangaji and Di Druk Tiki Dina Sheva Kanakina Dina Druk Yungor Dati Tru Yungorwa. Shizanda control the case on a dinyum do yum the dugore, Tesha Kena dinyum the dugore, Marikwena Sheva Kantaskina Sema Druti. Jamie
Every consciousness can be presented in this way. There's a main mind and the five omnipresent mental factors. Every single consciousness, whether, let's say, it's a non-virtuous consciousness, one is angry, or it's a virtuous consciousness, such as love has been generated, there is a main mind, as well as the five omnipresent mental factors. Those five omnipresent mental factors are feeling, discrimination, intention, mental engagement, and contact. So every single consciousness has a main mind. For example, here we'd say maybe a mental consciousness, and then it has these five accompanying omnipresent mental factors. Of these five omnipresent mental factors, there's one, feeling, that is not karma. There's a second, discrimination, that is not karma. There's a fourth, that of mental engagement, that also is not karma, nor is the final one, that of contact. The one that is karma is the mental factor of intention. So, it's the mental factor of intention, and it's intention and attention only that is karma.
Then
for us, is it tene anti sempre sempre coran con lepe
oh
tene no so napsen tiona tene napsen coran sempre bare
ni nyumoro napsen nyumoro.
So just to complete the circle then, so why then is, for example, harmful intent not karma? Because harmful intent is not, despite the name, intention. And it's intention that is karma. What is harmful intent? It's an affliction. What is covetousness? It's an affliction. It is not intent. It is therefore, it is not karma, but a karmic path.
Oh yeah.
That manzu tiba chishong se lelam jiyang siyo dati nipa chishong jishi warda lelam ni jiyang ni chapa jiyang lelam chui jiyang dang asa dang zui dine lelam chui yor digi jiyang xie jiwa da yangwa jishi dang dine shar la top denji leji go du di denpa wo se le top da denpa nipa chimbo le top denji ha chasa tsu dui xie ya xie yin yin sumu yin su warda.
So now we come to a new outline. So what we've been looking at is in the section non-virtuous actions and their effects. And we've looked at the first part of this. We started on page 123, actual non-virtuous parts of action. So that has been looked at. Now we come to the second sub-outline, the second part of non-virtuous actions and their effects. And that is differentiating heavy and light karma. So we see this now near the bottom of page 130. And it itself has two subdivisions. This is 2 points, the heaviness of the 10 parts of action and an auxiliary presentation of ways in which karma is strong.
So reading
just the first line, levels of yogic practice states 6 ways in which they are heavy. So this word we have here is they. We should understand clearly that this refers to non-virtues, such as has just been presented, as well as virtues. So both virtuous and non-virtuous karma can be powerful or heavy through the following 6 ways.
Desum meba, Jacque le Gunella war, Jacque le Gunella long also. Cesada, the negle, the savi, yes, are new Kunlo de Lea, and the dear child condro and I guess ye, the Nicasatio condro, Sheta sum Castilla, Deja Sheta Dimusum Jerva, Dusum, Deja Dimusum ye, Gunia, then Chapos and Keshuk Chembu, Condro Shuk Chembu Gunella, Nada, the negle to Sine.
メバスムセで。あれてねて、計算ついてないで。せざだん、計算よくねらわらごれて、こうしてだメバスジャンベジャンティくねらばとばだ。せざでんじ、てにょもんよくねらわで、てしゃくねらばしゃらんくねらばまりびくねらわすむせろわ。ただ、ディレドちょにょもんめんば、計算よくねらわすわだ。くねらわてすメバスで、てしゃメバしゃだめばてもメバ、すむくねらわびげ、たくねくのてね、ちゃほいらのちゃほじ So of the 6, let's look at the first, conditioning. This is the strong presence or absence of the 3 poisons that motivates the action. They're the same 3 poisons as been discussed, confused ignorance, anger or attachment. So these are strongly present, then the karma created will be much more powerful. If they are weak, then the karma, non-virtuous karma, the karmic imprint will be much weaker. Likewise with virtue. Particularly if one is developing, say, a virtuous mind such as love. So love will be accompanied by the virtuous mental factor of non-anger. And if that is very strong, this virtuous mental factor of non-anger, then the karmic imprint created will be much more powerful than if the virtuous mental factor accompanying love, that of non-anger, is not so strong. And likewise with the opposites, non-attachment, non-confused ignorance. So the three opposites to the three poisons, the stronger these virtuous minds are, the stronger the resulting virtuous karmic imprint will be. So for example, if, let's say, you come across a dog and it's acting in a way you really don't like, if you are get really upset and you hit the dog, then you may well create quite strong non-virtuous karma because of being so upset. So then the affliction of anger would be very strong. Perhaps it's a neighbor's dog that just doesn't keep quiet and you've just had enough and now you go and shut it up. Then you create quite some negative karma. But if you under such strength of anger, but annoyed, push the dog away, hit it away, then non-virtue created is going to be much weaker because the affliction of anger is either strong or very weak. And so too, with perhaps more likely, is if one, an insect, maybe a mosquito, lands on one's arm, and one just is annoying, and you, out of habit, you kill it. So the anger there that led to you killing it was quite weak. But if you're really fed up of the mosquitoes that are keeping you awake all night, and now you're quite worked up, and then you kill it, the affliction is that much stronger, and therefore the non-virtue is going to be that much stronger. And so too, on the virtuous side, if you see an insect in a puddle of water, and it's clearly struggling to stay alive, if out of the risal of compassion for the suffering being, you reach down and pick it up perhaps on the leaf and rescue it, then quite some merit will have been acquired. But if one does the same act, but the motivation is not so good, you just, oh, no, I'm supposed to do this. So their compassion is relatively weak, still virtuous, but much weaker.
Oh, kiskum. Well, can't do that. So,
Gombani, Gombe Wangi, Dian Diva Chichung, Rejere, Gombani,
Second of the six is that of habituation, so similar to Venerable Staple's question earlier. So we see here, let's read it. This is having engaged in virtuous or non-virtuous actions for a long time, such that one has become accustomed to them through repetition. This second point by which karma is made heavy, that of habituation, we can appreciate how if one does something just once or twice, one does not have much habituation, therefore one's being drawn towards such activity is quite weak. Whereas if one has habituation, one is readily drawn towards such activity. And therefore, one is going to accumulate many karmic imprints. Each karmic imprint on its own may be growing in strength because of the strength of the habituation from factors such as taking pleasure, liking, seeing what one does as good. Or there could be many small imprints, but stacked together, they add up to something significant. So it can go in either way. But what it comes down to, again, with both virtuous and non-virtuous karma, if one has developed a habituation, this will add to the strength of the karma created. So on the point of habituation, I was just checking. My habituation here is to say the strength of the karma when the term is weight. But the meaning is the same. So I was just checking if there's any fault for my habituation. So in this context, if I'm saying strength, I probably mean weight. Anyway, it comes down, Geshe says, the same thing. Now the third point. So I just prefer to translate this as entity. This is the same word as entity or essence. The third one. Entity. In the case of the seven actions of body and speech, each preceding one is heavier than the subsequent one. Whereas with the three actions of mind, each subsequent one is heavier than the preceding one.
제산다 류가 이 듄보디 가르세 세네다 에네 남방한테 소체바다 마침발렘바다 데네기 네 로임레베 주인레베 티시디 다 좀바시바나 다보 치마치마레 나망마 치신세데다 소체바다 마침바 다보 소체바디 다 마침바디 모디 숨나시 나네다 디베 지랑 오요근에 시키시도 소치비 디바디 디바 차와리 에조라 디바 차와리 에스 안디네 di diwa chawa ji di wala ane machin balin bi tiba tiba tiba chawa chis ane di wala da loyem si tine di wala ya zun shi li sarwa di ni ye da chima chima se di nga du nga duen che da di ni ki nga lu yu sum di lwa da di shi di ni nga gi da zun chama sik su nga cha si ji zun shi di chawa la chaga rwa di ni chama cha di le du Chungatche, di ordered at Susup setting, Tamadi Narchar, Chima Chimaling, Tekaji, Parishivaling among Amati Chivaries, Muyogun shared. The Yi Yugone Kishiadu, Ta Namangi Chimadi Chechago, Rejere, Benet, Napsim, Nusim, Lotta Suvainella, Napsim Dile, Nusim de Tipa Chavare, Nusim Dile, the Lotta Chava Disumane, the Lotta Tipa Chishores or that. 오요건이 지단에 걸어 대디버거리 체유 체결에서 지금 오요건이 시작한 또 세세
그래 캐럿다도 리틱 치단세서 그래서 참참 이 캐럿 여섯 에나
이 지대도 용으로 와야 되네
네 되네 이
프렌드스 에디
아 꿈을 캐럿네 참아
네 말에 다 대시 강에 갈 수는 꿀롱을 권에 채와래 시소하지 꿀롱을 권에 지금 내가 다 변해 전에 제바다 아니 꿈하고 와라 꿀롱을 할 숙시에 디체 차를 와 Kunyebe sambi kunle kunye kare shukshune di chee chagre. Di kunungo kunye chee wadi shasar wada. Bine so chee wada, kumo kuwa nidi di jidane da su chee resne. Kunungo jishma sheba na ngoyo kun chee wane so chee wada chee wada kumo chungwa re larwa. Ni loyim chungwa re larwa. Di kunungo kunye kye shee di di le ne loyim chee wada chaya yungore, kumo chee wada chaya di ba chee wada chaya yungore kunungo top chee wada. Di zan kunungo top chee wangi di di shini shuse. Ta kunungo top chee wangi kare Lelam Karishabe and Kulunga stopchen, Sutopchena, Nidipati Chechagoration. That did the Chidan, the Kulon, the Dinegi Chishmashabaja, Chidan Kurum Wagonis, Chidan Kuron, Dimboti Karishirias and it, and then it in Riasur.
So, what we see then from this is that if we look at the three physical non virtues, killing is, by way of its entity, heavier than stealing, which itself is heavier by way of entity than that of sexual misconduct. And there's similar sequence for the verbal non-virtues, that lying is heavier than that of divisive speech, which itself is heavier than harsh speech, and all three are heavier than the final one of speaking for no particular purpose. The sequence is the opposite for the mental non-virtues, where wrong views is the heaviest, with harmful intent being lighter than wrong views, and then covetousness is the lightest of the three. So this is the sequence by way of entity, but there are other factors which can impact a particular action. So one shouldn't take that every instance of one type of non-virtue is, because it's in that class, it's worse or not as bad as another, because there are so many factors, in particular that of motivation, but others too, which can impact the severity of the karma created, or the strength or the weight of the karma created. So, in terms of entity, this is the division of weightiness, but it doesn't dictate that every act of stealing is lighter than killing, or every act of sexual misconduct is lighter than every act of stealing or killing.
That she gonna that that she gonna any divorce you on the other. She that she gonna check on the chagrisne, Sanke, Chu, Mugendu, Nen Lama, Nen Lama Namna, Penechevina, Pembachevana, Pembachevada.
The fourth of the six is that of the basis this is what is benefited or harmed, such as the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and the Gurus. If you take the illustration of harsh speech, if one swears at one's friend or at one's lama or an ordained person, certainly the non-virtue is going to be heavier from swearing at one's lama or ordained person than at one's friend. And similarly, and this is because of being a field of benefits. And then similarly, in terms of speaking harshly to one's friend, again, or to one's parents, the weight of the non-virtue will be far heavier if one speaks harshly to one's parents because of the benefit they bring than to one's friend. With basis, and in fact, all of these, one should take this as clear guidance, but not assume it is necessarily pervasive, because there are other factors which come into play, such as motivation and so forth, and exactly what one is doing. So these one should take as the way that the weight of the karma is impacted. But whether karma is heavy or light isn't solely dependent on only one factor, but there are many factors coming together. This is just to draw out, this presentation is to draw out the various ways that the weight of the karma can be impacted, so that we know what to guard against or how to engage skillfully in virtue. Then to the fifth, similarly adhering to the discordant side. This is spending one's whole life committing non-virtuous actions with singular conviction and not engaging in even one virtue. What this is saying, that those who only engage in virtue will be living a life of great meaning. Those, though, on the opposite end, who only engage in non-virtue, will certainly not. Most will be somewhere in between, depending on the individual, how much they may have an inclination towards one or the other. But what is particularly harmful is those who are only on the side of non-virtue. And the direction to try and build ourselves towards is to be someone who singly adheres to the concordant side, in other words, to the virtue side, where non-virtue becomes something quite foreign to us, that the mind is becoming so developed that one is engaging wholly in virtue. This is the direction to build ourselves in. And the final of the six, clearing away the discordant side. So the fifth was singly adhering to it, and here it is clearing it away. This is giving up the side of non-virtue, becoming free from attachment and training in virtuous actions. So this would be a being such as an arhat, who has completely cleared away the discordant side. Lama Lhasa-Kapa then draws from the second source, Nakajuna's letter to a friend. There are five ways that non-virtuous and virtuous karma become great: persistence, strong adherence, no antidote, and a bias, a basis with foremost qualities or of primary importance. Among these, strive to practice virtue. Starting, the order is a little mixed. Starting with the second line, that of persistence. So persistence then is also something that serves to increase the weight of the virtue or non-virtue. So persistence we have presented before with habituation. So when one is deeply habituated to something, one perseveres in something. So therefore, even in the process of building up the habituation, whilst one perseveres, one will be developing strong virtue or non-virtue. Strong adherence, then strong adherence points to the motivation, whether one has a powerful motivation for the virtue or non-virtue, and yeah, one would incorporate the presence of the afflictions or the absence of the afflictions having an impact on the motivation. So this then is the strong adherence. And no antidote. So this is where one, like we had above, where someone who just doesn't accumulate virtue, because virtue serves as an antidote to non-virtue, or the more normal presentation of a lack of an antidote, where one doesn't regret what one has done, learn from one's mistakes, try to improve and do better. And then the third line, and a basis with foremost qualities or primary importance. So this then refers to what we had above as the fourth point as basis. So the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and the Gurus, and one's parents. So these bases of virtue. So if one is harming them or benefiting them, the weight of the karma is that much stronger. So these are, there are five ways. So the third line in the Tibetan is our first line. So maybe you'd say these are the five ways that our non-virtuous and virtuous karma become great. And then the final line, among these, strive to practice virtue. This is quite clear. Strive to practice virtue. Turn away from non-virtue. We have guidance here on five ways that virtuous karma can become great. So accomplish these in relation to virtuous karma and turn away from non-virtuous karma. In this quotation from Letter to a Friend, we see that it says there are five ways, but if we count, there are four: persistence, strong adherence, no antidote, and then the third line of basis. So that's four. But now Lama Tsongkhapa explains how the basis has two parts. There are five because of the division of the basis into two: a basis endowed with foremost qualities, such as the three jewels, and that would include the Lama too, and a basis of great benefits, such as one's parents. And
kiawa sapa ina, dhile tine kiawa sapa ina, kiawa chaya yungur ee se che, shi kwa ne. Da yang chik, kiti ina hane, kiawa chanya na che, kiawa chanya na chupne, dikwa kine ching mewa na, ta kiawa shuk che, yin ema cha che. Ndi na shin, hane miwa chanya na che, kiawa kine ma chupa ina, hane che, tene ki tone, hane di dikwa di shuk che cha yor, ee se che, o do se ne, ta na yin po di, tine se lo. Che san dikwa chi shun yong ta di, ta do se ne,
So these six ways by which either we create a heavy non-virtue or virtue, one should come to learn and watch one's behavior, ensuring that in one's attempts not to engage in non-virtue, one certainly doesn't do so in the ways described here. And in terms of engaging in virtue, to try and do so in the ways described here. So looking through the six, the first is that of conditioning. So this we can then understand as motivation. So if one's motivation is deeply virtuous or non-virtuous due to the presence of strong afflictions, this is something to watch. Take a moment, cultivate your virtuous motivation before engaging and try to do so in a way that's powerful and then sustained throughout the activity. And likewise, when one notices one's motivation is tainted by the afflictions, rather do not engage. Rather, restrain oneself. Then moving on from motivation, that of habituation, where you recognize you have non-virtuous habitual tendencies, pay attention to that. Try and break that habituation. Be very aware that this is a stronger karma that one has created and will be carrying into our next lives. And in terms of virtuous, wholesome habits, try and strengthen those. Have those become what defines your personality. And then the third, that of entity. So this would be, for example, being very careful not to kill because we see of just how strong it is. Not to lie and deceive others in this way because we recognize that it is powerful. And rather, make this a strong commitment to not take life, to not lie, and so forth. Then in terms of the basis, in our interactions with others, we should be very aware of those who have foremost qualities and relate to them with minds of strong virtue, recognizing that with a good motivation in our interactions with the three jewels, the lamas, and so forth, one will create an extensive amount of merit. So too, beware of those who show great benefit. So they're those with foremost qualities, those of great benefit. Here we think of our parents. Be very clear what relationship we have with them, how we interact with them. Or there may be, depending on people's circumstances, friends in your life or other relatives in your life who have shown you great kindness. Be aware of that. And engage with them knowing that one has a responsibility to repay that kindness, particular to them. So generate a powerful motivation and act under it in relation to them. And then the last two, whilst they're singularly adhering to the discordant side, probably that's not the case. And what we are striving towards is to move away from the adhering to the discordant side and ever more towards clearing away the discordant side. In other words, transforming our personality so that we are naturally inclined to virtue and naturally disinclined to non-virtue. In particular, look at your behavior, your physical behavior. Look at your speech and look at the motivating minds and try and steer these three in the direction of virtue and thereby break one's habituation to non-virtue. So take these six and try and cultivate them in one's life, in one's lived experience. And this way, one can accrue great virtue very quickly.
And then, ka chug kwenye dusine tipa che yu ada dine riye zaj o dusine ta tipa che yu ada dine riye zaj ta nisu di tinga suge ta hao kwa chagorwa ta dire nin titire dwa da.
This weekend then we've concluded looking at the 10 non-virtuous actions, and I spoke this morning about how to meditate on them, which incorporates turning the mind towards their opposite, the 10 non-virtues. So I encourage you to take that meditation to heart, engage in their meditation. That is how one strengthens one's habituation to the side of virtue, breaking habituation to the side of non-virtue. And then we also, throughout this presentation, spoke about the various components, the four components of each karmic action that are required for to be complete. So this is important to have some understanding of, to recognize where one has accrued a complete karmic action and a complete karmic imprint, recognizing that if it's unvirtuous, we should purify it because it has the capacity, it has the capacity to propel a rebirth in the lower realms. And likewise, through the understanding of what makes a complete non-virtuous action, we have an understanding of a complete virtuous action, the opposite, and strive to do so. And then finally, we've looked at the heaviness of karmic, how to impact the weight or the heaviness of karmic seeds. Here, in particular, turn away from strong non-virtue and, to the best extent we can, strengthen our habituation to virtue and try to do so, in particular in the way Guy advised here, because this is a quick path by which one can accrue extensive virtue.
All right, I shall.
Okay, then thank you. We can conclude there for this weekend. Thank you.